Hello?
Yes, caller, are you there?
Thank you.
Yes, how may I help you?
I was calling because need to cancel this prescription that you guys, I don't know how you guys got my card number, but I didn't order this stuff. So I need to cancel it because you guys keep charging me every month and I haven't received a damn thing in 3 months.
What's your zip code, please?
93203.
And what's your name, ma'am?
Nora Guerrero.
Verify your address for me, please.
437 Walnut Drive, Arvin, California. 93203.
One moment. Ma'am, your account is canceled already.
Well, I don't know. I keep getting charged, so I don't understand that.
What's the amount of charge you're getting charged for?
The amount is $49.98 or $89 or something like that.
$59.89. The last time you received a charge was May.
Yeah, I shouldn't have received it. No, that wasn't the last time. I got charged in July again, also in July, because I was looking at my credit card statement. And I also got charged in July.
One moment. The only transactions I see is May.
Excuse me? I don't understand what's going on here, but it says I should have been receiving stuff. I haven't received anything from you guys, so I don't understand what is going on here, but I want to make sure this is canceled so you don't keep charging my account.
You got charged May 27th. The reason June 27th, you canceled on June 29th. June 27th didn't show up before the end. And of course, July and August is now. So this is it. You shouldn't have any more charges.
Okay, my statement that I just got, my statement for this account that I have, it shows July 5th.
No, ma'am, I don't see that. I don't know. You could have your bank call and ask about that charge, but I don't see that. Apparently, we got caught up with the cancellation.
And what is this business, anyways? I don't even know what it is.
Well, this particular one is a contest. What you did, you entered into a contest to win, a chance to win an iPad, a vacuum cleaner, or something.
No. No. What is this stuff that you guys are selling?
You mean the membership that you...
Whatever this stuff is that I'm being charged $50 for. $59.89.
That's the meal plan. That's for the digital app. So when you first signed up, and back in May sometimes, and it asks you to sign up, and it also states providing certain conditions and terms and stuff.
Yeah, no. See, I never signed up for this crap.
Yes, ma'am.
I would never
sign up. Yes, ma'am. You signed up.
The only thing I signed up for was shipping. It was shipping that they were going to ship something to
right.
me
for
$1.99. That was it.
But in the terms and conditions, ma'am, provided that they were read, it states, and that's where it's missed at with most people, it states to you that they're going to automatically enroll you into a discount store unless they otherwise hear differently. It tells you that in the terms and conditions.
No, and then on this paper it says they send you an email for you to authorize this monthly debit to occur. I never authorized anything.
You authorize it. See, you're missing the point now. When you put your card number in, the terms and conditions at that point, you have a choice not to put your card number in or to put it in. Once you put the card number in, it's accepting it. Once it's accepted, that's where you're saying okay to do it because you didn't say not to do it. It's in the terms and conditions. Yes, ma'am. That's why I keep saying this. And you have a choice not to go further and not to make the purchase. But once you do, satisfied. You're satisfying the terms and conditions.
But the purchase wasn't even this. Nothing to do with this.
No, it did not.
Had nothing to do with this.
No,
stuff.
No. But you're missing, ma'am. Listen to me. Say a company wants you to become a member of their whatever. But we're gonna offer you a free gift if you do. Please sign up for your free gift. When you sign up for your free gift, over here in the terms and conditions section, it's going to say to you, we want you to join our membership club, which is $59.89 a month. At the end of the 7-day trial, we're going to automatically enroll you into this membership, unless you otherwise let us know not to.
Wow.
Yes, ma'am.
It had nothing to do with what I was ordering. That's what I'm saying, though. Like, you guys just jumped in and put your numbers in there, or what the hell?
Ma'am, so it won't happen to you, so you can understand next time. It had everything to do with what you did. You keep saying it had nothing to do. The whole point of them offering you the free gift and hopefully that you become a member. That's how they explain it to you. They want you to become a member.
Do you guys work at Walmart?
No.
That's what it was through, Walmart.
Well, it probably was on a Walmart receipt. It come from Walmart, T-Mobile, Verizon, anywhere, any of those places they offer. That's what I'm saying. It's legit, but you have an option to sign up or not sign up. And what most people, when they say, okay, we're going to give you a free gift.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
Yeah, when they give you the free gift, they're not just giving you free gifts. They want you to join the membership. You know what? One better than that. Netflix says, you know Netflix, right? The movie people, right? They say, okay, we're going to give you movies for 14 days, no charge. And you put in all your information. For 14 days, you watch all the movies you want to. But guess what's going to happen on the 15th day? They're going to bill you if you didn't tell them to stop. If you didn't tell them to stop. Ma'am?
Yeah, I understand that.
So that's the same concept. Yeah, that's the same concept. Unless you tell them that you don't want to become a member, they're going to enroll you.
But how was I to know that you guys were trying to get me to be a member when I wasn't? It has nothing to do with it. This had nothing to do with it.
Yes, it does, ma'am. It's in the terms and conditions.
Oh, my God, yes, but I wasn't reading. That's not what I read.
Yeah, and based on the fact, provided that they were read, it states in the terms and conditions. However, ma'am, the plan itself is the meal plan. Going forward,
right.
You don't have any more charges here. Everything must have washed out for you. I don't see anything for July. The last charge you had was May 27th.
All right. Are you sure? Because I got a statement in July showing $59 charged.
Well, look further in that, and they might have declined that 59 or returned it or something in your later statement. you know, later on after that, because it's not showing here that we actually have $59.89 from you.
All right.
Thank you for calling Customer Support. Have a wonderful evening.